Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here on this fine St. Patrick's Day morning, top of the morning to you, about 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone on March 17th, 2007, and officially Saturday. It's the weekend. So we're doing a little news analysis here and talking about the story from the AP March 5th about various leaders in the New York City area want terror insurance extended. Now, again, as I mentioned earlier in the course of Joe Lieberman's comments about the Internet being used to recruit terrorists and whatnot, there's a lot of talk, again, about we have to stop this next attack. And it's like, wait a minute here. You know, it's been quiet for a while now, so how do you keep the fear going? Of course, it indicates to me that there probably is going to be one happening very, very soon. But anyway, the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act was enacted after September 11th to counter, again, terrorism. Failure to extend this program would itself be a disaster, said Representative Gary Ackerman, a New York City Democrat who served as chairman of the subcommittee field hearing at City Hall. Said Ackerman, quote, it would certainly result in the destabilization of the insurance industry and in all likelihood the national economy, end quote. So again, another terrorist attack, in essence, will crash the economy. Well, if you've taken a look at the markets lately, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, saying that this massive, massive dip in the stock market was sort of a heads up to people who have eyes to see, of course, to tell them to pay attention that they're about to do something. Okay? So if that's the case, this, again, just like we saw on September 11th, they can blame everything on the terrorists or the tourists, if you're George W. Bush. The tourists did this to us. The tourists are the reason why you're getting laid off, and the tourists are the reason why you don't have as much buying power with your dollars. So right then and there, I think that's an important point that is being made. Anyway, it goes on. Critics complain the law unnecessarily subsidizes already successful developers and insurers. As insurers worried about the likelihood of and cost of another terrorist attack after 2001, they began to withdraw from writing policies for projects in New York and other major cities, and developers had trouble getting insurance against terrorism. Congress responded with this program, a federal backstop that would share the burden of losses caused by any future acts of foreign terrorism. It was renewed in 2005 and expires this year, December 31st. Mayor Bloomberg said the act simply corrects a quote-unquote market failure caused by the threat of terrorism. So very, very interesting stuff there. And again, if you look at what else the insurers are refusing to cover, it's various things in terms of global warming or very much like the Pentagon Climate Report would talk about. This one came out March 6th, and you can find this at the Detroit Free Press. It says a White House privacy board has determined that two of the Bush administration's controversial surveillance programs, which are electronic eavesdropping and financial tracking, do not violate citizens' civil liberties. Well, that's a relief. As long as the White House privacy board determined that there's no infringement on privacy, that makes me feel much better. In fact, let me tell you, folks, I'm ready to go lay my head down on the pillow and sleep the sleep of infants, because I'm so happy and so comforted by this White House Privacy Board ruling. Democrats criticized the findings, which they said were questionable given some of the board members' close ties with the Bush administration. Well, you're kidding me. You're trying to tell me that a White House Privacy Board has connections to the White House? You're kidding! I know, it's a shocker. It's like a glass of cold water down your back. After operating mostly in secret for a year, the five-member Privacy and Civil Liberties Board is to release its first open report to Congress next week. The report finds both the NSA's warrantless eavesdropping program and the Treasury Department's monitoring of international banking transactions have sufficient privacy protections, three board members said in telephone interviews. Lanny Davis, a former Clinton White House counsel and the panel's only Democrat, said after several classified briefings, the board is reassured that the eavesdropping program's multiple layers of checks and balances and accountability. Ha! Stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and we're covering some news here from the Detroit Free Press, March 6th, about this White House Privacy Board. It's actually entitled, let's see, the five-member, of course, Privacy and Civil Liberties Board. Now, the Democrats were upset, criticizing the findings, saying that they're questionable because some of the board members have close ties to the Bush administration. No comment, of course, of the lone Democrat on the panel who assures everybody that he's been given all the confirmation he needs to say that everything is safe, multiple layers of checks and balances and accountability, everything's good. He's a former Clinton White House counsel. Okay, so again, another bit of connectivity in this White House, incestuous relationships with each other. Of course, when Hillary becomes president, make no mistake, none of these things are going to change. Okay, one president will implement something, everybody points the finger and says, what a terrible president. Then they get somebody from their party, and they're like, this guy's fantastic. This is the president we've been waiting for. Hooray! A good day. And, of course, they don't change anything. They just continue to expand, meaning various forms of legislation and whatnot. Here's another bit, also from March 9th, Associated Press. It says the FBI improperly, and in some cases illegally, used the USA Patriot Act to secretly obtain personal information about people in the United States, a Justice Department audit concluded on Friday. And for 3 years, the FBI underreported to Congress how often it forced businesses to turn over the customer data the audit found. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who's taking a beating right now, although I doubt he'll resign. I'm sure that, people will call for that. Gonzalez, who oversees the FBI, described the problem cited in the report as unacceptable and left open the possibility of criminal charges. He ordered, guess what? Further investigation. We hear that all the time. Well, there's going to be an investigation, folks, and we'll have our results in 6 months when you're not upset about it anymore. Because then you won't be still, sitting there seething after 6 months. And when the story comes back up, you'll say, hey, wait a minute, I was angry about that, but, yeah, well, they're not going to pursue criminal charges. Sen Gonzalez, quote, once we get that information, we'll be in a better position to assess what kind of steps should be taken. There is no excuse for the mistakes that have been made, and we're going to make things right as quickly as possible, end quote. FBI Director Robert Mueller said that he was to blame for not putting more safeguards into place, saying, quote, I am to be held accountable. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus. Everyone wants to fall on their sword for the administration, because if everybody says that, I should have done better, then it takes the fight right out of all the angry people. Mueller said, quote, the inspector general went and did the audit that I should have put into place many years ago, end quote. The audit by Justice Department Inspector General Glenn A. Fine found that FBI agents sometimes demanded personal data on individuals without proper authorization. The 126-page audit also found the FBI improperly obtained telephone records in non-emergency circumstances. The audit blames agent error and shoddy record-keeping for the bulk of the problems and did not find any indication of criminal misconduct. The audit concludes, quote, we believe the improper or illegal uses we found involve serious misuses of national security letter authorities, end quote. At issue are the security letters, a power outlined in the Patriot Act that the Bush administration pushed through Congress after September 11th. The letters, or administrative subpoenas, are used in suspected terrorism and espionage cases. They allow the FBI to require telephone companies, internet service providers, banks, credit bureaus, and other businesses to produce highly personal records about their customers or subscribers without a judge's approval. About three-fourths of the national security letters were issued for counterterrorism cases, and the other fourth for spy investigations. Fine's review is required by Congress over the objections of the Bush administration, of course. The audit released Friday found that the number of national security letters issued by the FBI skyrocketed in the years after the Patriot Act became law. Well, of course, because they've been given basically free rein, a blank check, if you will, to pursue these things in the name of national security, because everybody's scared, right? In 2000, the FBI issued about 8,500 letters. That number jumped to 39,000. The next year, it rose to 56,000. 2004, it dropped to, In 2005, it dropped to 47,000, but obviously substantially more than 8,000 in 2000. Over the entire three-year period, the FBI reported issuing 143,074 national security letters requesting customer data from businesses, but that did not include the additional 8,850 requests that were never recorded in the FBI database. So they're actually underreporting, as it says, quite a substantial amount, and that's obviously in order to get away with certain things. So we don't know how much of this is legitimate and how much of this is mistake. They want to consider it agent error and shoddy bookkeeping, but for the most part, we know quite simply that there's a reason why they're doing this, and that's because the agenda is to keep records of people in this like data mining type of thing, exactly what you'd expect. So anyway, Gonzalez said, quote, to say I am concerned about what has been revealed in this report would be an enormous understatement. Failure to adequately protect information privacy simply is a failure to do our jobs. That's right. Screwing up and monitoring every little movement of every single person. We haven't been doing our jobs. What? That is your job. You are doing your job. You're pretending that you're not, quite simply, to acquire this information. Senator Russ Feingold, Democrat from Wisconsin, said, and he's a member of the panel that oversees the FBI. He said the report proves that trust us does not cut it, end quote. No kidding. And we've talked about that before. If you've got, let's say, the federal government in totality, regardless of political agendas, have they been honest with us? I think everyone, whether they know what we know or they don't, would say no. For the most part, they are not truth tellers. And so then my question would be, then why do we trust them at all on anything? And the answer is we can't. And we talked about that in terms of torture. Should torture be permissible if it is to avert a terrorist attack? And the answer, of course, in my mind, is no. Why? Because if they say a terrorist attack is imminent in order to justify the torture, why should we trust them? Well, because it's a terrorist attack. Well, you know, so what? Have they not lied all the time, in every single circumstance in the past? Yes, they have. So why should we believe them this time when somebody's, you know, safety is an issue? And you're saying, oh, you just care, you're a terrorist sympathizer. No, I'm a human being, and I still have morality, and so should you. This one from March 8th, The Washington Times is where you can find this. Homeland Security officials are testing a Super Snoop computer system that sifts through personal information on U.S. citizens to detect possible terrorist attacks, prompting concerns from lawmakers who have called for, guess what, investigations. That's what they always do. That's it. We're going to investigate this. Okay, why don't you put the five-panel privacy board from the White House on this, and they'll say, well, we've looked at it, and although we can't talk about it, we can assure you that all of the privacy safeguards are in place. Trust us. But wait, Senator Feingold said not to trust them. But, you know, what's he doing to stop stuff like this? The answer is nothing. It's just like anything else. Now, this is a revival of the Total Information Awareness Network. DARPA program came out, you know, it was leaked to the press. Well, I shouldn't say leaked. They floated it out there on purpose. And people were upset. Some people, not a whole lot. Most people said, hey, I'm not a terrorist, so it doesn't bother me. You can go ahead and monitor terrorists all you want because I'm not a terrorist. Well, hey, that would be great if it were true. However, as we've seen, you're trying to tell me that they issued 140-something thousand security letters because of potential terrorist activity, okay? And what happened then? There's 140-something thousand suspected terrorists in the United States. Where are they? The answer is, of course, they're nowhere. Because people that are being arrested and prosecuted under the Patriot Act are people who aren't even doing terrorism-related stuff. John Ashcroft, when he toured the country on his little dog and pony show, he traveled around, and who did he meet with? Law enforcement and prosecutors. And he taught them that there are loopholes in the Patriot Act that you can use to prosecute non-terrorism-related crimes under anti-terrorism laws in order to get longer prison sentences. Why would you want that? Well, because you make money. There was a guy who got charged with building a weapon of mass destruction. He was building a pipe bomb, granted. He was doing it in his car, and it exploded in his lap. Well, obviously, if he survived, then would that be a weapon of mass destruction? There were drug dealers, people with meth labs, who were charged with making chemical weapons. It's not a weapon. Come on, this is ridiculous. So it's, again, just like we saw on September 11th, after September 11th, remember the Super Bowl was in February, I guess it was, of 2002, I think. Yeah, I think it was in February that year. And the Super Bowl commercials run like $50 million or something. And they ran a commercial, and you probably saw it, saying, if you buy marijuana, you're supporting terrorists. Trying to link one ridiculous war on terror to another ridiculous war, the war on drugs. They've always tried to do this. But see, the anti-terrorism laws, prosecuting things that aren't terrorism-related, allows them for longer prison sentences, steeper fines, longer jail time, more court costs, and more money, money, money. That's what it's all about. So in that regard, you can see why they would do this. But anyway, back to the Total Information Awareness Network. They floated out there. People are upset, and they say, oh, we're going to scrap this. Well, after they said they were going to scrap it, there was a story that came out, very, very little reporting on that story, that said that basically the TIA program had gone to a into the civilian sector. It went to a private firm that was going to start pursuing something like this. And guess what? People have forgotten that they were upset about it, and it's coming back. Because the system uses the same data mining process that was developed by the Pentagon's Total Information Awareness Project that was banned by Congress in 2003 because of vast privacy violations. So they rename it, and they introduce it a few years later. Even though it never actually went away, they just do it that way. A Government Accountability Office investigation of the project called ADVISE was requested by Representative David R. Obey, Wisconsin Democrat and a chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. His last name is Obey. Do you want a politician with the name Obey? I don't. But anyway, the project is called ADVISE. Here's what it stands for. Analysis, Dissemination, Visualization, Insight, and Semantic Enhancement. So there you go. There's a lot to this. I like the visualization thing because that implies that this data mining project is not simply facts, figures, numbers, addresses, phone numbers, bank statements. It's also photographs. Very interesting. Stay with us, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're talking about some news, of course, but this thing in particular is a newly revamped Total Information Awareness Project named ADVISE. Again, Analysis, Dissemination, Visualization, Insight, and Semantic Enhancement is what it stands for. And, of course, they're calling for an investigation. And presumably that investigation will be just as flawed as anything else. Now, people who take comfort in the fact they're investigating, all that means is they are assuaging the public concern by promising to do something that will inevitably yield no results. An investigation is like asking criminals to take a look at other criminals and assume that they're going to be honest and helpful and legitimate, and of course they will not. But again, the interesting thing about that is the visualization aspect of it. You know, I was pointed in this direction by a friend, and I think there's something to it. If you look at the people who don't like their picture being taken, for whatever reason, the capturing of the soul and things like that, there's actually some legitimate science that backs that up. If you've ever heard of radionics, you know what I'm referring to. radionics actually obviously has, you know, just like anything else, it can be used for good or for evil. But radionics, there's a very interesting book, which is out of print, by a guy named Dr. Galen Hieronymus, who has since died. But there was a letter in there from one of, you know, somebody that is reproduced, of course, a letter from somebody that he had assisted in killing off like a some sort of caterpillar infestation in like a cherry tree. And he had sent the letter and said, hey, you did such a great job killing all those caterpillars. Can you do it again for me this year? And the guy would just, he asked for a picture of these caterpillars, and he would like zoom in with his machine, and just they'd all just drop out of the trees and die. So the visualization aspect is interesting, especially because, as we know, they're going to want to include biometrics like facial scanning and whatnot. So that would be visualization as well. But the story goes on. The investigation focuses on whether the program violates privacy laws, and the findings will be released after completion of the Iraq War supplemental spending bill, possibly as early as this week, a panel said. The ADVISE and TIA data mining projects rely on personal data to track individual behavior and consumer transactions to develop computer algorithms that can create a pattern that some behavioral scientists say can predict terrorist behavior. Consumer transactions. Now, how many of us, let's just say today, for example, did you go out today and spend any money? Yes, no, perhaps. Well, obviously, you're going to have to factor some things into that. You say, well, I did, but I used cash, not a credit card. Well, I've talked about this before. We got a copy of a receipt that I saw the thing in person. I made a copy of it and gave it back to the person in question. It's a friend of mine who went to Walmart to buy something. And they bought something, and it has it on there, what they purchased, of course. And it has the amount. And then under that, it says cash. They paid for it with cash. At the bottom, it says thank you, and it has their name. Like, thank you, so-and-so, for purchasing this item you purchased. Well, they paid cash. How did they know? You say, well, it's a loyalty card. Walmart doesn't have loyalty cards. Sam's Club has loyalty cards, but Walmart does not. So it makes you wonder exactly what's going on with this. So the only thing I can think of is maybe this facial scanning database thing that they're trying to do is tied in somehow with security cameras at various places, and maybe they've identified if you shop Walmart that often, where they've, you know, got several pictures of you in their database, that somehow maybe they can match it up and assume that you are who you are if you've purchased with a credit card before. Again, complete and total speculation on my part, but it does make you wonder. So the transactions are an important point. So what movies you rent, what anything you spend with a credit card, okay? But even like if you were to go to Blockbuster, for example, they keep tabs on all of your rentals. So if you've went and rented something that maybe you're ashamed of, oops, it's in there. It's in their computers. I know. So I know somebody I know worked at Blockbuster as a manager and could bring up anything. You could go in there and say, hey, can you tell me what movie I rented a year ago? Because it was really good and I can't remember the name of it. They can look it up. So even if you paid cash, if you have a membership card that can equate you to that rental, you're in there. So if they can mine all these databases, they can come up with a pretty complete picture. Now, they could say that could make you a terrorist. Well, I suppose it could, but anything could be a terrorist. But I think it's, again, it's not designed to find terrorists, rather, but to completely control society in every possible way. And people, of course, will acquiesce to this, especially if there is another terrorist attack. It goes on. Data can include credit card purchases, telephone or internet details, medical records, travel and banking information. Privacy concerns prompted lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to introduce legislation in January to require that government agencies disclose data mining practices in regular reports to Congress. And I'm sure they'll do that. Or not. A spokesman for the DHS did not return calls for comment. Congress also tucked language inside Homeland Security's spending bill in December, requiring an investigation by the agency's inspector general, but allowed $40 million in funding to go forward in this year's budget anyway. So, Russ Feingold, trust us just doesn't cut it, but here's your money. Spending bill said, quote, the ADVISE program is designed to extract relationships and correlations from large amounts of data to produce actionable intelligence on terrorists. A prototype is currently available to analysts in intelligence and analysis using departmental and other data, including some on U.S. citizens. Welcome to the land of the home of the free and the land of the free, home of the brave. That's what it is. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
Hey. Ooh, a perfect song for our surveillance stories here. Watch me. All right, so check this out. Very interesting story in light of the other ones. This is from Popular Science, and I don't see a date on this, but I found it. On the 8th, here's what it says. Annoying as they are, you may want to think twice before you crush a cockroach or swat a fly. You could be killing a future foot soldier in the war on terror. Increasingly, scientists are turning to insects and other creatures for better ways to identify biohazards, says Karen Kester, an entomologist at Virginia Commonwealth University. Quote, cockroaches can detect all kinds of things from anthrax spores to DNA, end quote. With $1 million in funding from the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, Kester is studying ways to use roaches and houseflies as toxin sentinels inside contaminated buildings or subways. This, of course, spares humans the job, and it may prove more effective than mechanical sensors, which often lack the range and sensitivity of their living counterparts. Bees and fish are also in demand. A small British biotech firm called Insential is employing a finely tuned olfactory system of bees to sniff out explosives. And New York, California, and Maryland are exploiting the highly sensitive nervous system of bluegill fish to test for toxins in municipal water supplies. Bill Lawler, co-founder of the Intelligent Automation Corporation, the California company that sells the bluegill monitoring system, says living sensors are, quote, the wave of the future, end quote. Living sensors are the wave of the future. Now, living sensors could be anything. Could be people. Right? I'd say, well, you know, there might be a terrorist attack. Let's go send some, hey, we're going to have a little special get-together. Come on down, people. And I would hearken back to remind you of the, there was a protest. It was in D.C., and it was a few years ago, and I don't recall exactly where or what it was about. Probably a September 11th thing. Anyway, they have the air quality sensors that they always have in all the big cities that are terrorist targets, potentially, and D.C. would be one of those places. So this air quality sensor, it doesn't just sit there and sniff the air periodically, and then it smells something suspicious, and it just lets out a siren, everybody runs for cover. No, basically it's a screen, sort of, and then every, I don't know, every day, maybe, they take the screens out, and they check them, and then if they find something, they find something. If they don't, they don't. And they found something suspicious, I don't know, some sort of biological agent or something, I don't know. Nothing really too bad, I suppose, because everybody seemed to be fine. But it would indicate that they sprayed the crowd, perhaps, at that time. But it's very, very interesting. Because, again, we know about chemtrails. Chemtrails are they're spraying stuff all over the place. People are coming down with incredibly bad flu viruses and things like that, although it's not quite the flu. It's something dramatically different. But, again, living sensors are the wave of the future. So you, my friend, your immune system is the wave of the future as they experiment on you with chemtrails and whatnot. How about this one? Now, remember Advise, that new Total Information Awareness program. Advise, the V stands for visualization. Now, listen to this from March 5th. Engadget.com is where you can find this. It's going to be Engadget, Engadget.com, March 5th. A report suggesting a pervasive system to observe and record activity in urban areas and hard-to-monitor settings across the globe. In other words, they'd like to TiVo the entire planet for playback, or at least as much of it as they can for intelligence-gathering purposes. The study mentions DVR-like technology that would be used to, quote, run recorded time backwards to help identify and locate even low-level enemy forces, end quote. DVR, by the way, stands for Digital Video Recorder. Now, I have a DVR, and they're pretty nifty. Basically, it's like if I'm going to be at work, okay, and let's say a movie that I want to watch is coming on TBS, and it comes on at 2 a.m., and I'm going to be at work. So I just click it, you know, and it records it for me, and I watch it, you know, in real time. And I can fast-forward through the commercials. It's very, very cool. So this DVR would, in essence, take huge amounts of data, and it would presumably pull them from satellites. Visualization, anyone? And it would collect them into a sort of film that you could say, hey, bring up sector such and such on this day, and roll it backwards and see if you see anybody who fits into our facial recognition software approaching this area on this day where we found this the next day. You know what I mean? They go back and they monitor all that stuff. Global DVR surveillance, folks. Amazing stuff. It says this will allow them to locate and identify low-level enemy forces, referring to the types of threats U.S. forces encounter in Iraq and Afghanistan. The proposal also seeks to minimize the use of human personnel and instead employ various autonomous monitoring methods, from tiny environmental data-collecting sensors, like air quality sensors, to unmanned aerial vehicles. So basically, the plan is to keep a hawk eye on all areas of concern up to tens of thousands of square kilometers with targets as specific as an individual person, object, or activity. No word on if or when the military may be rolling this out. So, basically, they've got your satellites. Those things are running all by themselves. You've got your unmanned aerial vehicles. Those things are flying all by themselves. And you've got computer programs, autonomous computer programs, autonomous meaning virtually artificial intelligent, where they will know to look for something. So let's say that the computer is scanning all these things, much like a computer would trawl through the internet looking for keywords to monitor various websites or block content to various websites and whatnot. So in essence, this computer would autonomously work and determine maybe if there's a threat to be perceived and monitored and whatnot. So now we've got, again, these robotic little armored robot things. So at some point, presumably, and we've already talked about this, they're pursuing autonomous, you know, different things that can go out there. Little tiny insect-like soldiers, I guess, that can go out there and fly missions and whatnot. And autonomous, artificially intelligent. They'll know when to come back for repairs and different things like that. So all of these things, we're switching into this artificial intelligence world. where we're turning our obsessive need for monitoring, surveillance, and, of course, security over to machinery. It's amazing to me and astounding that we would follow down this road, which is always, always, always explored in science fiction films. It's always give too much control to the machines, to the robots, to the computers, and they just end up taking over. So, you know, I'm not saying everything's taken over, but, geez, take a look, right? And on our website there, franklyspeakingradio.com, once you enter into the site, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see Frank's top 10 or top 15 movies. That's not my top 15 movies. Those aren't my favorite movies, necessarily. Those are some important movies, I think, in terms of watching the way that Hollywood has tapped into that omniscient role where they predict sort of how things could go. So that particular series of movies, those 15 there, are about technology, different things, and you'll see them in all the different films, whatever it may be, mind control or microchip implants or surveillance society or artificial intelligence or, you know, machines gone crazy, whatever. All of those movies have something to do with that. So if you've not seen them, and you should, go ahead and do so. Just, you can go print out the list if you'd like and go down to the video store and rent them or get somebody else to rent them on their account so that way their information will be there. But, you know, some of them are definitely, well, they're all good in certain areas. Some are definitely better than others. But, you know, watch them and see them with your own eyes that you're wide open at this point, and you'll be able to see what I saw in them. All right, another story here. WorldTribune.com came out yesterday, or technically earlier today, the 16th. An Israeli company has developed a lie detector that could be used on the telephone. BATM Advanced Communications is marketing a lie detector that could work over broadband and internet phones. Executives said businessmen who deal with unseen clients could use this system. So you could go ahead and do lie detector tests on people when they're talking, which means that, you know, I'm not a businessman, but think about it. What if I decided I'll just have people on, take your calls, and I'll say, hey, what have you been doing today? You'll say, oh, you know, not much. I'll be like, liar! You did something. I busted you in a lie. We certainly changed call or talk radio, call-in-based talk radio. But that's not even the point. The point is, folks, is that you could be, if they deem this thing to be accurate, anything could happen. You could be called and asked your opinion about something. What do you think about terrorism? I hate it. Oh, they're lying. They love terrorism. Go swing by. Here's this guy's phone number. And then type that in. Okay. Oh, here's his address. Here is where he works, where he goes. Here are the movies he's rented. Oh, he does look like a terrorist. He rented that movie about the World Trade Center. Oh, yep, he looks like a terrorist. Oh, he rented the Patriot. He's a terrorist. Yep, go pick him up. Right? Again, turning this all over to machinery and the accuracy that they would hope that the machinery does actually have. But again, a lie detector on the telephone. I was talking to somebody about this today. I think that I could probably count on one hand, any given day when I'm driving somewhere, in the number of people who aren't on a cell phone. Like, on one hand, I could do that. And let's say that there's countless numbers of cars I happen to pass by or see in front of me or next to me or in line or in a parking lot, people get out of their cars, all talking on their cell phones. Who are they talking to? And what did they do before cell phones? I don't have a cell phone, so I'm still mystified by the whole thing. But the idea here, what I'm getting at, is the fact that people are talking on cell phones all the time. So if you are trying to perceive if somebody is telling the truth and checking their stress level, if they're on a cell phone, which has crappy reception all the time anyway, that's probably going to be stressful. You're in a car, which is a stressful situation. Maybe somebody driving poorly because they're on a cell phone in front of you. That's going to stress you out. All indicators that would tell whoever's monitoring the lie detector that you are, in fact, a liar. So this is an important story with a lot of ramifications. It goes on. The system, manufactured by BATM's subsidiary, Kishkish, monitors in real-time stress levels in a speaker's voice. The system, released in December of 2006 and based on voice stress analysis technology, alerts users when these levels rise, a possible indication of dishonesty. So again, if you get a poll question, Yeah, this is a Gallup poll. We just wanted to conduct a quick survey with you, sir. Do you mind participating? Sure, I'll participate. Sir, what do you think about the war on terror? Well, I think that it's working great. Do you? Yes. You sure you think it's working great? Yeah. Okay. Sir, what do you think about Osama bin Laden? I think he's a jerk. You say you think he's a jerk? Yes, I do. Why? No reason, sir, no reason. So you don't like Osama bin Laden? No, I hate him. Hate him, huh? I'm not sure I like the tone you're taking, Mr. Pollster. Well, sir, I just wanted to inform you that you have been monitored with our telephone lie detector, and the authorities are swarming on your position as we speak. Okay. Now, yes, that's a little bit over the top. All my examples are, I tend to exaggerate. When I say it's hot, I'll say, man, it was like hell outside. It was in the 90s. It isn't actually like hell, and it wasn't actually all that hot, but maybe it felt like it. So what I'm saying here is quite simply, you can see that this story, which you might read and peruse, and again, those deluded masses out there would read through that story and say, that's cool. That's great, man. We could do that. I could call up mom and dad and ask them what they're getting me for Christmas, and I'll know if they're lying to me. Yeah, well, you could also, if it's deemed to be accurate, it could be used against you, perhaps in a court of law. BATM Chief Executive Zvi Maroum said the company has tested the product in the market by offering it free through both KishKish and Skype. Do you use Skype? You might be monitored. Find out if you're a liar. Keep that in mind. Maroum said that the system calibrates the speaker's voice for 10 seconds and then can determine stress levels. He said, quote, "We can measure lots of parameters of the voice that normally no one else can measure. We can measure tension, change in amplitude, and density of the voice," end quote. Maroum said insurance companies have tested KishKish and claim the software can detect falsehoods regardless of the speaker's language or culture. Said Maroum, quote, "They were extremely satisfied with the results, which showed a 95 to 98% accuracy rate." There you go. 95 to 98% accurate. Now, that is far more than the conventional lie detector, folks, and you can be given a lie detector test over the telephone, not even realize it. Here's one, Friday, March 9th, from The Scotsman. Researchers last night revealed fresh evidence suggesting that subliminal advertising, the deeply controversial practice said to influence viewers without their knowledge, can be medically proven to work. Scientists at the University College of London said they have brain scan evidence that the human brain logs images whether people are aware of seeing them or not. The discovery suggests that subliminal advertising is a basis in medical fact. It follows experiments in which a UCL team conducted experiments on 7 subjects wearing specially fitted glasses. One lens was shown faint pictures of familiar household objects, for example, an iron, tweezers, while the other lens was subjected to flashing lights, which canceled out any awareness of what viewers were seeing. Anybody ever have a TV on in the room? Maybe it's dark or something, and you're not paying attention to the TV, and you see flashing, and you're like, "What is that? Lightning? Is it lightning outside?" No, it's the TV flashing. Here's your what they say: flashing lights cancel out awareness of what viewers were seeing. It goes on. However, the UCL experiment found that the images of objects were being registered in the primary visual cortex, part of the brain which interprets what the eyes see. While the experimental subjects could not recall anything they had seen, parts of their visual cortex lit up as the household items were displayed. Translation: even though you are seeing it, you're not remembering it, but your brain is registering it. Which means, again, if you were to give a lie detector test, true or false, you saw an image of tweezers today. No. Liar! I'm not lying. I didn't see any tweezers. Yes, you did. See? You see how these things can work together? It's pretty twisted. Now, granted, you're not going to jail for seeing tweezers, but the point is they're validating this through science, and they're building on it. They wouldn't be testing it, okay, if they weren't trying to develop it further, which they are. Dr. Bador Bahrami of the UCL Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience said, quote, "What's interesting here is that your brain does log things you aren't even aware of and can't ever become aware of," end quote. Don't you love scientists? They say stuff like that, and you can just hear them salivating. This is great. Not only do you register it, but you're not aware of it. Not only are you not aware of it, you never can be aware of it. We talk about society being controlled. There you have it, folks. They love it. It can be done. It is fact. and they're just drooling all over themselves. The researchers concluded that the more distracted the subject, the less likely their brain was to register subliminally flashed images. The more distracted you are, the less you register. How distracted are you right now? Probably not a whole lot. But how distracted were you earlier when you were talking on your cell phone, driving in your car, listening to the radio with kids maybe in the backseat chatting away? How distracted were you earlier today when you were talking on the telephone and had the TV on in the background and you're just kind of glancing at it? How much mind control are we actually being subjected to? That's the real question. It concludes, in other words, armchair viewers who were slouched before their television set with no other stimuli were most likely to be influenced. People zoned out on TV are most likely to be influenced. It doesn't say they can. They were most likely to be influenced. So it isn't just a test, apparently, with these glasses. Apparently, there's more that they just alluded to here. Stay with us. We're back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I'm ready, ready as anybody.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We've gone through a whole slew of various news stories, and we ended off with that one about subliminal advertising, and they know that it works. Don't think that scientists are doing all this hard work and then going to abandon it. Well, we just wanted to see if subliminal advertising would work, and we determined it does, so we're just going to go ahead and put that away. Why do you think, you know, we talked about this before, the marketing and different things like that. Why do you think people are like addicted to something, they crave something? It's just because they saw something on TV, or is there something more to it? Well, there's definitely something more. It's not just like, oh, I saw a cheeseburger for a Wendy's commercial, and I saw it at midnight. Wendy's, not only do they not open till like 10 a.m., but they don't start serving burgers maybe till like, you know, noon. So 12 hours earlier, I saw a commercial, and I'm still craving that? Does that sound right? I mean, yeah, they look pretty and tasty on TV, and if you haven't eaten in a while, maybe it looks great. But to have that craving last a half a day, that's bizarre. There's something more to this, folks, and you got to be real careful about these things. This from the AP, March 5th. At a laboratory in Germany, volunteers slide into a donut-shaped MRI and perform simple tasks such as deciding whether to add or subtract two numbers or choosing which of two buttons to press. They have no inkling that scientists in the next room are trying to read their minds using a brain scan to figure out their intention before it's turned into action. Researchers at Berlin's Bernstein Center for Computational Neuroscience claim they have now for the first time identified people's decisions about how they would later do a high-level mental activity, in this case, adding versus subtracting. While in its initial stages, the techniques may eventually have wide-ranging implications for everything from criminal interrogations to airline security checks, and that alarms some ethicists who fear the technology could one day be abused by authorities, marketers, or employers. Amazing stuff. Outside experts say the work led by Dr. John Dylan Haynes at the Bernstein Center is groundbreaking. Haynes' experiment strikes at the heart of how good we will be at predicting behavior, said Dr. Todd Braver, an associate professor at the Department of Psychology at Washington University, who was not connected with this study. He said, quote, "The barriers that we assumed existed in reading people's minds keep getting breached." Again, he's like drooling. Like, this is amazing. Every time we think we can't read people's minds, we find out we can. Said Dr. Hank Greeley, director of Stanford University Center for Law and Biosciences. He said, quote, "These technologies for the first time give us a real possibility going straight to the source to see what somebody is thinking or feeling without having any ability to stop us. We can see what people are thinking or feeling without them having any ability to stop us." He sounds thrilled with that. He says, quote, "The concept of keeping your thoughts private could be profoundly altered in the future," end quote. Meaning, of course, they can't stop us. So this whole series of news stories, folks, a lot about technology and innovation. And every time you start to see this and it seems overwhelming and it seems like this is enough to drag you over the edge. I was just standing on the edge, Frank, and I heard you read all those stories and pick them apart, and now I'm terrified. Thanks for nothing, you jerk. Well, again, technology, right? The same technology that causes problems with this radio program, with every radio program, with TV programs, with your telephone, your cell phone, your electricity, your lights, your computers, your cable box, anything. That's technology. Is that 100% reliable? No, never, never. Don't worry about such things. There will always be people to circumvent these things. Every time they spend billions of dollars and hundreds of years coming up with brain scan technology to read your mind and predict what you're going to do, there's going to be somebody that pops up and says, you know the tinfoil hat joke with the conspiracy theorists? It actually works. Don't worry. This is just where they're headed. This is what they want to do. But there's no reason to worry, folks. It's not going to work. It's not going to be nearly as good as they think it is, and it's always going to fall apart. Oh, that's what you get with those government contractors and those government deals, the sweetheart deals. They're just in it to get their paycheck cash. They don't really care if it works or not. So take heart, my friends. Have a spectacular weekend, and we'll see you Monday.